Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
There's also this story in the news, Heather, this viral proposal in the state of Michigan that went wrong.
Yeah, it went viral for all the wrong and the right reasons, yeah. Really, thankfully. So there's a man from Rochester Hills. They went to Boyne and he proposed to his girlfriend up on that big sky bridge. And as he was down on one knee proposing, he took the ring out of the box and had kind of, you know, shaky fingers.
Yeah.
And the ring fell through the grating of the bridge all the way down like 118 feet into the snow below. So, of course, they searched for it for like 2.5 hours. Somebody working at the resort had metal detectors, so they were out there and they kind of had given up hope after all of that time. But the man who worked there said, you know what? I'm not done. And he stayed out there longer searching. And it was on like his last attempt. He reached down into the snow, grabbed a huge
handful.
And there in his hand, he could see the ring glistening and kind of like right as they were like about to walk out and like head home without the ring, that man came through and was like, ha ha, I've got it. So a happy ending after all of that and a story to tell too.
Mm.
Oh,
I bet so.
Oh my gosh.
Love was in the air. Sorry, you did such a good job setting that up. And then
it was the reaction behind the scenes. I wasn't going to react
at
all.
Me. Yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah. When we make eye contact, when Heather does something like that, it's over. Uh-huh.
There was a moment when TJ was in this week, and I'm proud of us collectively, because he said something about down something. And
it was. It could have been
a hard place.
Yeah, something more.
We were able to avoid it. Anyway, back to this story, this proposal. It went viral. It's a proposal fail.
Yes.
That ended up working out.
Sure did.
We want to hear your proposal fail stories and places you've lost your wedding ring or engagement ring. 248-539-9797.
I've lost one before.
You have?
Yeah, and that was simply because while I was playing, I never wore one because my hands, I would just break my fingers all the time.
I don't think you're supposed to when you're playing sports at that level.
I would never wear it when I was playing, but after practice or mid-season, like my fingers were broken, so I couldn't put it on.
Couldn't even get the ring on your finger.
And so I didn't wear it for years, and I couldn't remember where it was.
This is the first marriage.
Yes.
I've never lost my ring. I'm pretty careful. I don't wear it a whole lot, I have to be honest, but I'm pretty careful. Now, though, my daughter always wants to look at it because I have it on like a ring stand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, be very careful. You can, you can look at it, but yeah. I'm with her. But I am nervous one day she'll go into my bedroom and find it and like who knows, carry it off somewhere.
Yeah.
But there's got to be stories about people losing it down a drain.
Oh, sure.
Or like people wear it when they're boating and they do, you know, wakeboarding and tubing and water skiing. It's like,
especially you go on vacation, these tropical places, could be a honeymoon. You're not used to wearing the ring and you do something active and you lose it. Why don't you wear yours? I'm curious.
I'm not a big jewelry wearer. I don't like sleeping in rings because my hands kind of swell, my fingers swell, and I hate the feeling of a ring being stuck on my finger. Like, it's the worst feeling to me in the world. And it just kind of gets in the way. Like, when I had babies and I was washing my hands and changing diapers constantly, it was just like getting hit on. And it's just kind of like, oh, now I just don't wear it. I wear it in, like, if I go to an event, I'll wear it, but daily I don't.
Yeah. I mentioned I didn't wear the first one just simply because I couldn't put it back on my fingers. The wedding ring I have now, I almost never take off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, even when I work out, it's you know, I'm not lifting heavy weights like I used to, so it just it never comes off. So there's really no risk of losing it.
Mine is in originals in Torch Lake.
Oh, you lost it in the lake?
Yes.
What were you doing?
So we were boating and having fun and all that. And we went to the sandbar at the southern point of the lake, get out, and we were playing football. And we have pictures to track when it disappeared.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. So it was like earlier in the day, it was on my finger. And then there was this group photo at the sandbar after we played football, and the ring wasn't on anymore.
When did you realize that you lost it?
So you didn't even know it was gone?
No, not right away.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was 16 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's
It wasn't a real expensive one, so...
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, too. I feel like guy losing the wedding band a lot different than...
Than a diamond.
Oh, a diamond that you spent how many thousands on. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know where it is, but it's up there somewhere, unless somebody found it like this. It's not far from Boyne. Get on it, metal detector guy.
There are stories like that where people find rings that wash ashore or, you know...
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe someone's got it on their finger, Tom.
Hopefully. It'd be weird.
You never know.
Yeah, found this one.
Let's keep it.
248-539-9797. We don't wear wedding rings. We've talked about this on the show. Kelsey and I don't.
Did you guys even get them?
No.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you do at the wedding?
We had a very small ceremony. It was a little more than that, but it was just, you know... brothers, sisters, mom and dad on both sides. Just a short little ceremony.
Did you say vows?
Was it a handshake?
No, there were no vows. No handshake, John.
I do. Yeah.
Did you guys kiss?
Yeah. I'm down.
No vows. Yeah. So was it even like officiated?
Yeah, we had an officiant.
So it is official.
It was official. But we made the decision, instead of buying a wedding ring and having a wedding, we put a down payment on a house and took a honeymoon, which I don't regret for a second. For what it costs to have a wedding and what it costs to buy a wedding ring. Kelsey was never someone who wanted one. Her mom doesn't really wear one. She doesn't like jewelry, like you said. She wouldn't really be wearing it all that often anyway. And it was like, for the cost, let's have a great honeymoon. Let's go to Hawaii. And let's get a house. I mean, that's a huge expense. So we put the money into more practical things and more fun things.
She said
no.
Now that she is like, now maybe I would like to have one.
It's never come up.
Is this part of the swinger life?
Oh,
because I mean, it just opens the door already. You're not taken with the ring.
I don't know. Some of those would prefer that you show your ring. They want to.
Yeah.
That's why you go through the grocery store with the upside down pineapple. If you got the ring on.
John, are you speaking from experience when you say this?
No. But Heather was shaking her head.
So she can confirm that's what it is.
I'm not confirming anything. I'm just.
Yeah, nodding
agreeing.
Your yes.
Like I've
heard
that.
Yes.
248-539-9797. I know
from
I'm
the one that got
with
married
it.
With a handshake.
Oh, God. I don't do myself any favors when I say we took an adults only cruise and we don't wear wedding rings. I know how it sounds. I know why I get the comments.
I've just never heard of anybody going through a wedding ceremony and not exchanging rings. I'm not saying
you can't do it.
You can't do it. Obviously, there's nothing. That's something you guys agree on. That's
I know.
Fine.
It's not traditional. I know it's unique.
Could have done inexpensive rings. I mean, you don't have to spend a fortune on a wedding ring.
Yeah. It could just be a wedding band for both of you.
Yeah. Some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. I'm seeing a lot of judgment over here. We got phone calls to get to. We want to know about your proposal fails.
and where you've lost your wedding ring. Because this moment that went viral up at Boyne.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you said his hand was shaking.
Well, it was probably cold
yes. And nervous.
And nervous, yeah. And I mean, you're on the bridge to begin with.
Have you ever been on that bridge?
It's relatively
new, isn't it?
Newer? Newer, yeah. Yeah.
I've never been.
It's cool.
Oh, yeah, it sounds cool.
Can be cold, but...
And this, poor guy, he thinks he's got this perfect, intimate, like wintry setting, right. And it's going to go so perfectly. Uh-huh.
It hits the grating on the way down.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ticket tax. You degenerate. Get your woman a ring.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
Costa just has to be different. Why am I not surprised? Jim's nickname, Mr. Coke. That's why he has the swinger lifestyle, Nick in Sterling Heights. For those that missed the news story. Let's get to the phones. We want your proposal fails and where you've lost your ring. It went viral, the story in Michigan, through the grates up in Boyne. Let's get to Bob in Southfield. You're on 97.1.
I just happily married for 38 years, but I will admit, got in a little spat with my wife when we were proposing. And actually threw the ring at her in anger, but of course she kept it, and the rest is history.
Okay, so you're proposing. How does that go awry, and you get into a spat?
Well, it's a long enough story. I guess I won't go into all the details, but it's...
Well, give us something.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you find out something while it was going on? You were like, wait a second. I'm not sure I want to do this.
No, I was... I'll say I was a young man, and I knew that she was the right person, but I wasn't sure I was ready. And I think that was part of being a young man. And
What did she do?
So you threw the ring at her?
What did she do or
and
say?
And she still said yes. Did it take her a little time to think about it after you threw it at her?
Oh, no. No. She was sure I was the right person. I was sure she was the right person.
Sound like it.
But I was a little worried that I wasn't ready as a man, I think.
Okay.
Oh, well, you confirmed that.
Still feel like we're not getting all the details there.
Yeah. You throw the ring at her in the proposal,
and she still says yes.
That's a keeper.
Yeah,
I mean, we could interrogate him for an hour. I don't think we're going to get an answer out of him.
No.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's get to Jerome. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Jerome. How you doing?
Hi, how's it going? It actually is Jerome, but how's it going, guys?
We're doing all right.
Okay, real quick, I got two quick stories. I lost my wife's wedding ring twice, and I found it both times. We got married in 2004, so one day she gives me the ring in the dead of winter, just like it is now. She says, go get the ring clean. So what do? I stick it in my pocket, and when I'm going to take it out, I drop it, didn't know it. It fell in the snow. It sat in the snow for 2 months. One day I'm looking down, because I look for that ring everywhere, couldn't find it. I look down and I see this cat playing with something. It's the ring. So I give her the ring back 2 months later, right? That's the first time. Second time, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, just like my man, me and my wife get into an argument one day. I say, give me the ring. You give me the ring, I go outside and throw that puppy as far as I can, right? Come back in the house, no more wedding, no more me and you. So in the spring, me and my son are raking leaves. We're raking up the leaves. I look down, there's the ring. It had hit the pine tree right in front of our house and fell on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
When it happened that second time, I said, you know what? Never leaving this woman again. This is my wife for life.
It's meant to be.
So let me go back to the first one. All right. She gives you the ring and you put it in your pocket. You drop it. How do you tell her that you lost her wedding ring?
You don't for about a day. You just you get on the ground. You crawl it all around.
Please, dear Lord.
But after a day or so, I had no choice. I blamed it on my workers. I said, it must have been Ellen. She took the ring off the table, but I had dropped it. I'm just digging a hole like the snow that the ring was in, right?
Uh-huh.
Getting no better.
Yeah, you were in full damage control.
Yeah.
Thanks for the phone call.
Admit nothing and make counter accusations.
Let's go to Rochelle. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning. My story is that when we were in Hawaii and our kids were little and we were at the beach and they needed lotion on, and I hate getting lotion in my rings. Mm-hmm. So I took my rings off and laid them on the blanket. And of course the kids are little, so sand's everywhere after I'm done putting their lotion on. And I just pick up the blanket like a tarp and give it a big old whip to get the sand off of it. And then I was like, oh no, my rings. And my husband's like, I'll go up to the hotel and see if they have somebody who has a metal detector. And I was on my hands and knees for probably 45 minutes, but I found my ring.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, it was a good day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a huge relief.
Oh man! You know what? Flipping the blanket, the towel, like it never works for me because you get a face full of sand.
Always, always.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, it's no longer on the towel, but now it's plastered to my face.
Beaches, lakes, oceans. I'm sure that's going to be where a lot of these end up.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Anthony Rizzo lost his Cubs World Series ring in Lake Michigan while on a boat.
Ooh,
from an unnamed texter.
Why are you wearing that on a boat?
Partying, having a good time.
Yeah.
I guess.
Showing it off.
Guys, my girlfriend and I decided to get a tattoo of a ring once we're engaged and married. It will hurt, but not as bad as losing a bunch of money or a ring later.
Yeah.
That's what you could do.
I hope it lasts forever.
The tattoo or the marriage?
The marriage.
You can get tattoos
can get
removed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cookies, what'd you do? Give her a high five and a pat on the butt? Way to go, kid.
Exactly.
Dan and Howell. Did Jim say, some people do that, as if him and his wife aren't the only couple on the planet that didn't exchange rings at their wedding?
Yeah.
From an unnamed texter.
Here's your car flag.
Okay,
they exchanged car flags. That's what they did.
Then how did you propose? With, like, what did you use? Nothing?
Again, it was
pop?
A fist
like,
bump what? And a handshake.
There we go.
Like,
go get him, Tiger. Want to do this? All right. Ready, break.
So that is one of the things about the fist bump.
Is it?
Obviously you wouldn't know, but like as you're walking by, you know, hey, dudes or whatever, and it's, hey, you know, hey, how you doing? Instead of shaking hands, now a lot of people are doing the fist bump. You fist bump, and if somebody does it with their right hand, you do it with your left hand. Now all of a sudden they get the brass knuckle
effect.
Right in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess you guys could fist bump without
worrying. One of the many benefits. Can't lose it. Can fist bump without worrying about it.
Yeah, or maybe you did the Bash Brothers, the forearms. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Boom!
248-539-9797.
I can't believe it. I can. That's the thing.
It's long enough now, it shouldn't be a surprise. Let's get to Mike in Canton. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. First off, love your show. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I'll try to keep this real brief. We were a COVID wedding. We were supposed to get married in 2019. Canceled 2 to 3 times. Finally got married in 2022. Big Greek Orthodox wedding, just like you see in the movies. A month later, on our honeymoon in Hawaii, lost my wedding ring. Flew right off my hand in the Pacific Ocean on our honeymoon.
Ooh,
no.
Ugh.
Yeah, I, wife and I were both in the ocean swimming. I go farther out. I like to go pretty deep. So I just feel like a wave or something just come in and go whoosh and pull up my hand. I'm like, where's my ring? I'm in this ocean swimming for hours looking for something I can't even find.
You went too deep.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, so let me ask you this. Why'd you cancel in 2019?
COVID.
But that didn't really
happen. That was until March of 2020.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Apparently. Yep. He says COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go with COVID.
All right.
Yeah. I guess it's harder to, you know, kiss with the masks on.
Oh, God. Maury, you're next. You're on 97.1. Good morning. Oh, God.
Good morning.
John.
Thanks for your show. It's great.
Thanks. Thanks, Maury.
So I have a friend who, he was of Italian heritage, and his fiance was Italian heritage. They went to Italy. She didn't know he was going to propose. And they got on a gondola. He took out the ring, and the gondola was shaking. The ring falls in the water. They both react. And as she's panicking, he pulls out the real ring.
He had a fake.
He set it up with the gondola. The guy's doing the gondola. And it's a good story.
Yeah, I'm guessing he... hopefully they both have a good sense of humor.
Let's hope.
They do.
Yeah, okay.
They do. They have
fun
with it.
Sinks yes. in that moment.
My gosh.
Man.
Yes, I'm going to plan to terrorize my future wife.
Hey, before she says yes, let's give her a heart attack first.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, we have a bunch of more stories that we can get to here.
Yes.
Proposal fails. More on the rings being lost, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are better stories than she said no.
Yeah. Or the fail was, shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of people out there thinking that. Yeah.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.